SpaceX joins the NASDAQ 100 as Dallas Exchange opens and markets brace for rotation. SpaceX's addition to the NASDAQ 100 before Tuesday's open is expected to trigger approximately $4.3 billion in forced institutional buying, as every fund tracking the index must purchase shares to maintain allocation. The stock was trading around $162 heading into the inclusion, well below its $225 post-IPO high, reached in mid-June. Meaning index mechanics create a mechanical demand floor at the moment of a significant pullback. The inclusion also signals a broader reclassification. Aerospace is being categorized as a technology sector play, with implications for how analysts value the company and which institutional investors are structurally obligated to hold it. The Texas Stock Exchange opened in Dallas on Monday, the most well-funded new U.S. exchange in decades, backed by major financial institutions frustrated with the regulatory and cost overhead of the NYSE-NASDAQ duopoly. The July rollout is phased, with not all listings and products live immediately, but the existence of a functioning competitor reshapes the conversation around trading costs and listing requirements even before it captures significant market share. The DeVere Group CEO warned of what he called the biggest tech stock rotation since the pandemic, citing $17.2 billion that fled U.S. stock funds in a single week. Fundstrat's Tom Lee simultaneously raised his S&P 500 bull case to 8,800 while cautioning that an August to October pullback could feel like a bear market. These views are not contradictory. They describe a higher headline index reached through a volatile composition-shifting path. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said Monday that inflation remains the top risk in his assessment, even as June jobs data showed softening that had previously led market participants to dial back rate hike expectations. S&P futures were trading down approximately 15 points at around 7,576 heading into the week. Robinhood CEO confirmed the company is earning revenue from the Trump Accounts program, the administration's investment account initiative for younger Americans. The transparency about the revenue model drew immediate scrutiny from consumer advocates, given the structural alignment of interest it creates between the company and continued policy support for the program. Amazon, meanwhile, announced it is closing Mechanical Turk to new customers, effectively marking the end of an era in human-labeled AI training data, as automated labeling tools have reduced the platform's centrality to the industry from its peak years of 2020 and 2021.